Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Monday, September 13th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in India, where a radical Hindu sect in Bihar has kidnapped three Gospel for Asia workers. GFA's KP Yohanan says they're threatening to kill the missionaries if they don't get a ransom. Yohanan thinks this will continue in light of the Hindu nationalist defeat.
Persecution has increased a lot since this new government came in power. The government is not anti-Christian as such. They are for minorities. It is the localized anti-Christian elements that are now aggressively going against Christian workers, beating them up, churches burned down, and things like that happening.
Next, hurricane violence in Florida prompted a national outpouring of aid to residents. Operation Blessing International's Bill Horan says they're trying to help the agricultural workers. Because of the distrust of traditional government aid agencies like FEMA, migrant workers have gone to ministries. Horan says that's where OBI's support turns to outreach.
A lot of them have gravitated towards the churches. And the churches in those areas welcome them with open arms, but in many cases, the churches themselves have had physical damage. And so, again, by helping those churches, we're helping those people that don't really have any advocates.
And this fall, the Bible League is focusing its fundraising efforts on meeting the spiritual hunger among the people of Africa and filling a shortage of Bibles. The campaign is called Africa 2004, End the Bible Famine, Emergency Relief for Spiritual Hunger. And this month, a team of Christian American radio personalities will travel with Bible League personnel to Africa to look for ways to help provide 350,000 Bibles for Africans. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.